I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Recently, a minister asked for my thoughts concerning what seems like a continuous stream of well-known ministers being exposed for sinful activity. I had no immediate thoughts, but then for the next 2 days in my spirit, I heard the record John gave when the sixth seal was opened. He said, "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree cast her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." That's Revelation 6:13. I then understood that a great wind is blowing through the church and casting many religious stars to the ground. None of us are exempt from the words of Jesus, who said, "If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin." That's John 8:24. This was not spoken to the prostitute or street vandal, but to those who thought they were the elect of God. Although they had climbed to the top of their religious system, all their religious activity and wisdom would end up failing them. Why? The answer is simple. They refused to believe that Jesus was the Christ whom God promised would come into the world. These same people had spent their lives looking for one who would fulfill the prophecy of Messiah the Prince, which was given to the prophet Daniel. At the heart of this prophecy was the declaration that Messiah would come to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. You'll find that in Daniel 9:24. While the religious leaders of the Jews believed Christ would make an end of sins when he came, they rejected that Jesus of Nazareth was in fact the Christ. In rejecting Jesus, they were rejecting the deliverance God had prepared for them. All their religious efforts and wisdom would change nothing. Their religious devotion could not make them free, so they died in their sins. Today, there is a similar but opposite condition in the church. Jesus is believed upon and extolled, but the work of deliverance God promised he would accomplish is rejected. Few accept or believe that Jesus died to make an end of sin in anyone. In fact, the greatest boasting of religious leaders seems to be that we are all sinners and sin every day. It is then no great wonder that these religious stars end up proving it to us over and over through their shameful deeds. You do not have to live or die in sin. The Apostle John told us, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. That's 1 John 3:5. The truth, which Jesus said shall make you free in John 8:32, is the knowledge that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, and that on the cross he truly did make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, and brought in everlasting righteousness. This same work is what he will do today in the heart of anyone who will actually believe him. John the Baptist described Jesus as the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world in John 1:29. If I offered to take away your money, you would not be confused about what I meant. Yet people twist God's word inside and out, seeking to deny that Jesus actually takes sin away. But he does. He takes it out of our heart, out of our life, and out of our nature. You will continue to struggle with sin until you believe God's word and trust in Jesus to take it all away. He is the Christ. Therefore, this is his purpose. This is his promise. This is what he has done. Some may be sincere, but every time a religious star falls in shame, it is evidence that what they have taught and believed has not worked. If it had, they would not be in the darkness of sin. We must remember, however, that for anyone who will believe the truth and trust in Christ, there is a Savior who, as the Bible says, is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. That's found in Jude, verse 24. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in prayer.